Independent Shakespeare presents The Sonnets by William Shakespeare, Part 2.
When 40 winters shall besiege thy brow and dig deep trenches in thy beauty's field, thy youth's proud livery, so gazed on, will be a tattered weed of small worth held. Then, being asked where all thy beauty lies, where all the treasure of thy lusty days, to say within thine own deep sunken eyes, where in all-eating shame and thriftless praise, how much more praise deserved thy beauty's youth? If thou couldst answer, this fair child of mine shall sum my count and make my old excuse, proving his beauty by succession thine. This were to be new made when thou art old, and see thy blood warm when thou feel'st it cold.
Look in thy glass and tell the face thou viewest. Now is the time that face should form another, whose fresh repair, if now thou not renewest, thou dost beguile the world, unblessed son and mother. For where is she so fair whose unaired womb disdains the tillage of thy husbandry? Or who is he so fond will be the tomb of his self-love to stop posterity? Thou art thy mother's glass, and she in thee calls back the lovely April of her prime. So thou through windows of thine age shall see, despite the wrinkles, this thy golden time. But if thou live remembered not to be, die single, and thine image dies with thee.
Take all my loves, my love, yea, take them all. What hast thou then more than thou hadst before? No love, my love, that thou mayst true love call. All mine was thine before thou hadst this more. Then if for my love thou my love receivest, I cannot blame thee, for my love thou usest. But yet be blamed, if thou thyself deceivest, by willful taste of what thyself refusest. I do forgive thy robbery, gentle thief, although thou steal thee all my poverty. And yet love knows it is a greater grief to bear love's wrong than hate's known injury. Lascivious grace, in whom all ill wealth shows, kill me with spites, yet we must not be foes.
Then hate me when thou wilt, if ever now. Now, while the world is bent my deeds to cross, join with the spite of fortune, make me bow, and do not drop in for an after loss. Ah, do not, when my heart hath scoped this sorrow, come in the rearward of a conquered woe. Give not a windy night a rainy morrow. to linger out a purposed overthrow. If thou wilt leave me, do not leave me last, when other petty griefs have done their spite. But in the onset come, so shall I taste, at first the very worst of fortune's might, and other strains of woe which now seem woe, compared with loss of thee, will not seem so.
Thy amends, for thy neglect of truth in beauty died. Both truth and beauty on my love depends. So dost thou too, and therein dignified. Make answer, Muse. Wilt thou not haply say, truth needs no color with his color fixed, beauty no pencil, beauty's truth to lay, but best is best if never intermixed. Because he needs no praise, wilt thou be dumb? Excuse not silence so, for it lies in thee to make him much outlive a gilded tomb, and to be praised of ages yet to be. Then do thy office, Muse. I teach thee how to make him seem long hence as he shows now.
Fever longing still for that which longer nurseth the disease, feeding on that which doth preserve the ill, the uncertain sickly appetite to please. My reason, the physician to my love, angry that his prescriptions are not kept, hath left me, and I desperate now approve, desirous death which physic did accept. Past cure I am, now reason is past care, and frantic mad with evermore unrest, my thoughts and my discourse as madmen's are, at random from the truth vainly expressed. For I have sworn thee fair and thought thee bright, who art as black as hell, as dark as night.
The Pendant Shakespeare presents The Sonnets of William Shakespeare, read by Number 2, April Sadowski, Number 3, Philip Weber, Number 40, David Alt, Number 90, David Alexander MacDonald, 101 by Catherine Pride. And number 147, Melissa Hearn. Original music and direction by David Alexander MacDonald. This has been a Pendant production. Executive producer Jeffrey Bridges. Thank you for listening.
For more information, visit pendant.io.com. Thanks for listening.